With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The company that operates the Colstrip coal-fired power plant is proposing to partially excavate waste ponds that have been contaminating groundwater for decades. YPR News reports state regulators are now accepting comments on the plan. Talon Energy's report explores ways to prevent future groundwater pollution from the Units 1 and 2 coal ash ponds, which are leaking coal ash contaminants like boron and sulfate into groundwater. The coal ash in the ponds at Units 1 and 2 are in contact with groundwater, which could be a source of continued pollution after closures, if not permanently fixed. The ponds leak 33 gallons per minute, according to Sarah Edinburgh with the Department of Environmental Quality. The DEQ brought enforcement action against Talon Energy in 2012, and this is one stage in that cleanup agreement. Units 1 and 2 closed earlier this year. Edinburgh says out of the four ways Talon proposes to prevent future contamination, the company prefers partially removing the ash ponds.
Talon is basically proposing to excavate all of the ash that's within 5 feet of the top of the water table.
Talon would relocate that ash to impoundments on the property where it would not be in contact with water, and then permanently cover the ponds with plastic. Some advocacy groups like Montana Environmental Information Center and Northern Plains Resource Council say they prefer full excavation. That option requires Talon to dig up all the ash, relocate it to a new lined landfill above the water table on the property, and reclaim the former waste ponds. Other options entail draining the ponds, replacing soil caps with plastic ones, and removing the ash from one of the unlined impoundments. DEQ is accepting public comment on the proposed cleanup methods through October 26th. The agency will select its preferred course of action after the comment period ends. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.